الذين يستمعون القول فيتبعون أحسنه.
Quran Quest, a program on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala Muhammad. To all our brothers and sisters, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ramadan is here. It is the month of Quran, and this is the program of Quran. We ask all our brothers and sisters to pray for us in this month and not to forget us whilst they're reading the Quran. To all our brothers and sisters across the globe who are ambitious to study the Quran, just as we are. And for that, we have Brother Habib with us. Brother Habib, salam alaikum. May God accept your fasts and your prayers.
Wa alaikum salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, dear brothers and sisters.
Inshallah, God accepts our worshipping. We're on chapter 72 of the Quran. Let's listen to verses 6 onwards, and we'll be back for the discussion. Don't go away.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajeeb. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وأنهم ظنوا كما ظننتم أن لن يبعث الله أحدا.
And they had thought, as you thought, that Allah would never send anyone as a messenger. And we have sought to reach the heaven, but found it filled with powerful guards and burning flames. And we used to sit therein in positions for hearing, but whoever listens now will find a burning flame lying in wait for him.
You listen to chapter 72, verses 6 onwards on IRIB English Radio. This is Quran Quest. Let's go straight to it. On this verse, verse 6, it reads, indeed some persons from the humans would seek the protection of some persons from the jinn, thus only adding to their rebellion. I want to generalize on this. There are people who seek the assistance of jinn even nowadays. First of all, is it possible? And secondly, if it is it smart?
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajeem. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. We will talk more about that inshallah ta'ala in the coming verses, but in quick summary to answer your question, the Arabs before, even non-Arabs, they used to be in touch with the jinn. They used to be in touch with the jinn, and the jinn used to have an amount of knowledge, as verse 8, we will talk more about, inshallah ta'ala. So they used to do each other services. Scratch my back, I scratch your back. There were services from the two parts. And to this day, me personally, I do believe it's still available, but the jinn do not have that knowledge that they used to have. It's closed now.
Uh-huh.
It's closed now. But they do reach to some kind of, let's say, like 90% of reality, 80% of reality. They do have the capability to, you know, to check out about things. For example, I have a qareen or someone that's a jinn that's near me, and you have a jinn that's near you. I have a contract with my jinn, right? So I come and tell him, all right, what was Hussein eating yesterday? Right? And he asked your jinn, and he says that he was eating onions. So I tell you, you're eating onions, and you look surprised and shocked.
Because it's such an absurd thing to suddenly eat.
I know, but they also bring up, they make me into a TV show because, you know, I'm able to know what you ate.
Is it smart to approach jinns for that kind of help?
I haven't tried it, but I don't know what's the worth of it.
Well, information, like you said.
There are some dangers to it. You cannot deny the fact there are some dangers to it. You will fall into some ma'asi. I'm not a ruhani sheikh. I don't know about this stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm a hawzawi sheikh. I read fiqh and usul. Okay. And I read the sayings of Ahlul Bayt alayhum as-salam.
Narrations
and hadith. I do not know about the jinn too much. There is a story available in Amul al-Amul. Sheikh Asadullah al-Kadhimi.
Yeah.
Sheikh Al-Hur Al-Amili states that it has been narrated or transmitted that he used to have discussions and debates with jinn. That's something to review in Amul Al-Amul, Al-Hur Al-Amili. Sheikh Abbas Al-Qumi also writes it down and mentions it in his book Al-Fawa'id Al-Radhawiyya. I'm bringing up the name of the scholars so you guys don't get disappointed and say, wow, who says that? I'm just saying what the scholars said. This is something that's available.
Okay, all right. Thank you very much. It's time for a break right now. We'll be back right after the break.
Love is everywhere. So much peace fills up the air. Ramadan, month of the Quran, I feel it inside me, strengthening my iman. But how I wish you'd be here with me all year around. Ramadan, 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 ya Habib, Ramadan.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. This is Quran Quest. We're on chapter 72. Let's move on to verse 7. They thought, the jinn thought, just as you think, that Allah will not raise anyone from the dead. So you said that this is addressing the mushrikeen of Mecca, the kuffar, the disbelievers of Mecca. Were there people who believed in the oneness of God but denied resurrection?
The people of Mecca or the jinn?
The people of Mecca.
The people of Mecca, they did believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was the one that created the idols, but yet the idols were the ones that had power.
All the power.
They had the authority. They were powerful. And this is very, very important to understand the meaning of shirk.
Mm-hmm.
The meaning of shirk does not always mean that they created, but really, but going back to the fact that do they have that authority or not? Believing that a person has this authority or not.
Independent of God.
Exactly. Like Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that has authority over everything. Do they have authority in on the line of authority of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, or was there authority given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Both of them are lies. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not give the stones, these rocks, any authority at all. Why do I say that give them? Because, for example, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave authority to the angel of death to remove the souls, some sort of authority over human beings, to remove the soul, to remove the, you know, the soul from the body at the end of the day. So they used to believe that they had authority. They were powerful. They would make them, if there was a paradise, they would enter paradise. They are the reasons why they are so high in this world, for example. And studying the beliefs of the Qurayshi is very important in understanding the aqaid of the Shia as well. Especially when it comes to some of the statuses of the Imma alayhum as-salam, some of the Mughaleen, al-Nusayriya, and other, yeah, they exaggerate to a point where there's no difference between you and the Christians. There's no difference between you and the pagan worshippers. To a point where some of them, you know, wal-ayadu billah, unfortunately, we're the face of it, right? We're Shia. Both of us are called Shia, but at the end of the day, they're the ones that are bringing in these false creeds, these false beliefs. Some of them fall through to our, you know, society, unfortunately, and people start to say this is the Shia belief. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam used to curse the Mughaleen. Abu al-Khattab used to make him not sleep at night.
Mm-hmm.
To that point,
Abu Khattab was an exaggerator.
Abu Khattab was a good person at the beginning of his time. He was a companion of Imam Baqir alayhi salam. Then he changed into a worshipper of Imam Baqir.
Wow.
Yes.
While he was alive.
He was alive.
While Imam Baqir was alive.
And Imam Baqir would tell him, no, I'm not that manner.
And yet he
and
would.
And yet he would, no, he would do.
There were some people who worshipped Imam Ali alayhi salam.
And he burned them.
Yes.
Qawmun min az-zitt. Available in Al-Kafi al-Sharif, the saying.
Let's talk about the resurrection part
here.
Yeah,
yeah. And so at the end of the day, this is also pointing out to the fact that the jinn will also be resurrected.
That's a very interesting point.
Mm-hmm. That's very
along with the humans or independent of humans. We don't
some,
know.
Some
don't
no, 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 no. Oh. There are some verses that you know point out to, you could understand from it that humans and the jinn together, all the creation.
Wow.
يوم يجمع الخلائق, the day that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brings together creations.
It's one heck of a scene, the Day of Judgment.
We hope Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala aids us on that.
Thank you very much. Let's take our final break, and we'll be back right after the break for the rest of the program. Don't go away.
Stay tuned to the IRIB English Radio.
You're back on IRIB English Radio, broadcasting from Iran. We're on chapter 72 of the Quran, verses 8 and 9 read, "Indeed we made for the heaven and found it full of..." I think we need to talk a lot about these two verses. "Indeed we made for the heaven and found it full of mighty sentries and flames. We used to sit in its positions to eavesdrop, but anyone listening now finds a flame waiting for him." We talked about this a few times. It's about the information that the jinn obtain.
Yes, like how I said, the knowledge, status of knowledge differs. I'm still researching about this. I'm still studying about it. So don't take it as a final answer. Before the Day of Judgment, there's still more knowledge to gain. To some extent, there is some knowledge to gain. Like even when the Prophet ﷺ was during Isra and Mi'raj, when he would enter the heaven, he would ask, "What is this? Why is this this? Why is it like this?" And Jibreel would answer. Gabriel will answer him. So there's still to gain. There's still knowledge to gain. There's still knowledge to have. You gain it by, for example, you know, in this status. So at the end of the day, the jinn, they were gaining knowledge. They were getting this knowledge, and they would use this knowledge. This knowledge is information. The information is important. There's nothing more valuable than knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
They would use it, but who says they would use it in good? They would use it in bad. For example, you know, like even to the point of, for example, chemistry, right? Knowing this chemical, this does with that, or it interacts like this, or whatever, any laws of physics, right? They can use its knowledge, its valuable information, they use it for their own, you know...
For evil.
For evil, for good. Someone will use it for good, right? So they would listen, they would gain from the skies, they would find places to look at the angels, what are they talking about, what's happening. But then all of a sudden, whenever we would sit down, we'd get hit by fires, by rocks. We see guards available. We can't gain that knowledge anymore.
Mm-hmm. They've been blocked from that.
We've been blocked. And that is the reason why they went to Earth to look for the reason behind it. Some of them started searching. Why has it been blocked? What's happening? What's new?
And that's when perhaps they heard the Quran.
When they were searching for it. Some interpreters state that, yes.
Mm-hmm. So they were blocked from divine knowledge, so they wondered what's happened.
Yeah.
They searched and they heard the Quran and they found out that's where the divine knowledge is now.
Yes.
It's in the Quran. And it also means that obtaining knowledge from the jinn, you never really know how reliable that information is.
Nowadays, yes, not reliable.
Mm.
Before, it might have been reliable. Because if they weren't lying, for example, right, they had no use to this lie, that the liar would be something of an outcast and that they had the honor of not lying.
Mm.
They had no fear of lying. That by itself is really just a topic. And the more I think about it right now, it just popped up to my mind that, you know, there was a time where, you know, You don't expect people to lie. You expect people to tell the truth. Unfortunately, nowadays, do we see this?
It's exactly the opposite.
It's exactly like, are you telling the truth? The thing is that before they used to say, are you lying? Now we say that, are you telling the truth?
When someone's very nice.
Yeah.
Why is this guy being nice? Ajjalallahu ta'ala farajhu sharif. Inshallah, we'll all have the privilege of seeing Sahib al-Zaman, inshallah, rule over us. And inshallah, in this Ramadan, I ask all our listeners to make this their top prayer. The reappearance of Sahib al-Zaman. And please don't forget us from your prayers and du'as. We really, really need it. This program is all about studying the Quran to practice its teachings in our lives. Don't forget, and that's why we read the Quran. If you missed this episode, don't worry. You can always download an archive from our website. Simply search IRIB English Radio Quran Quest. Till next episode, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Quran Quest, the program that answers your Quranic questions.